what would need to happen for Crawford versus Spence?
Well, only thing that happens is for them to contact her. We want to do the fight. We want to do the fight next. Crawford wants to do the fight next. I think Spence wants to do the fight, but Mr. Cancer stands in the way. In other words, all promoters are working together to do the best fights possible, except for the
podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big group crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were puffing and taking those punches.
Down deep in LC Productions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We are back to discuss Bob Arum and his latest quotes. You heard the soundbite. You're just as shocked as us. He's calling Heyman a cancer. He's saying they don't want this fight, that Team Heyman is blocking the Errol Spence Terrence Crawford fight. This is what we're going to be talking about. If this is something you're interested in, then you know that the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Now, don't forget to add Nesta Gibbs on Skype, because guess what? Why type when you can just Skype? Let me go out to my main man.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
With a stamp, two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
Baby, we back with another one. We know what? I kind of called it again, but you know, I ain't want to my own horn. Bob Arum says that Heyman is blocking. He's not willing to negotiate, not willing to have a meeting. It is what it is. He says Crawford wants to fight. Errol Spence wants to fight, but Al Heyman doesn't want to fight right now. So is that good for boxing, bad for boxing, or is just what boxing needs? Because let's not get it confused. Neither of these guys are household names to the casual fan yet. Maybe to the hardcore fan, but not to the casual fan just yet. And with Bob and Heyman, there's a bit of history and a bit of, let's say, bad blood. So maybe Aaron's not totally being honest, but from a public perspective and from a media perspective, he's getting his point and his side out, while the Heyman side and PBC are kind of quiet.
I mean, let's go over the audio.
Play part two.
What would need to happen for Crawford versus Spence?
Well, only thing that happens is for them to contact her. We want to do the fight.
Only thing that needs to happen is for them to contact us. We want to do the fight. So why aren't you contacting Errol Spence and his team?
Who says that we're not?
I don't know. Why?
He says they need to contact us.
No one can hear you, Mike. No one.
He's saying they need to contact us. We reached out. What are you talking about?
He did not say that. You're making stuff up, but I'll replay it.
What would need to happen for Crawford versus Spence?
Well, only thing that happens is for them to contact her. We want to do the fight.
Only thing for that for happen is for them to contact us. We want to do the fight.
So we want to do the fight. We want to do the fight.
Yeah. So contact them. Why are you telling people in the media?
we all know, I mean, that these guys are very secretive. So maybe.
So why doesn't the audio say we contacted them and they're refusing to meet with us? They haven't answered our calls.
How about we play the full audio, then give our perspective?
All right.
We want to do the fight next. Crawford wants to do the fight next. I think Spence wants to do the fight, but Mr. Cancer stands in the way. In other-
Let the record point, Your Honor, that Aram says, I think Spence wants to do the fight.
Whereas all promoters are working together to do the best fights possible, except for the
He says all promoters are working together. Besides Floyd Mayweather when it comes to Deontay Davis, and now possibly Al Haymon when it comes to Errol Spence. It's something like a comparison right there.
I just want to point out to Mike and I guess all the other sheep out there.
You're with the sheep shit.
Bob is a promoter. All right. He's no different than Eddie.
No different. Okay.
He's no different than Al.
No, he's a different than Al. Al's not a promoter.
Technically.
He's a visor.
Technically.
He's a visor.
Technically, he's different. You know, he's different because he's not a promoter, but we all know what it is. That's why Aram tried to take him to court. That's why Oscar tried to take him to court because they mad that he's advising, but he's kind of promoting.
Real quick, we got a super chat from Unbiased or Biased Boxing Talk. Play the floor audio of him saying they, in parentheses, he has PBC, don't want to make the fight next. La la la, Ness, you lost this one.
Yeah, I seen that, Floyd. Audio, but then we seen Errol Spence tweet. Last I checked, I never got a check to set Floyd Mayweather on it. So all you guys trying to make that association because Floyd running around here like a weirdo talking about, oh, me and Al are the same because he like my father. Y'all believe that if y'all want.
How's it not when Floyd probably made Al a whole lot of money and vice versa. Making me money
doesn't put you on my level.
Making me money don't... Okay. Get you a fucking head start.
You can have a head start all you want. It ain't on my level.
All right. Maybe Al is just...
All I know is that all Mike's narratives start with maybe. Won't you come with some facts? Fuck out of there with that maybe
shit. Fact is, we're out here hearing Bob Arum saying, we want the fight. And nobody up management from PBC is saying jack shit.
I think it's because Mike just started watching boxing, but I guess nobody... told him that Bob used to say that they wanted the Floyd versus Pacquiao fight. Bob used to say they want every fight. You know what I'm saying? The point is he going to make it?
We're waiting on fucking Al Haymon.
Waiting on Al Haymon. Oh, I didn't know that
it
the way...
Two to tango.
I didn't know the way
it
you
takes
wait.
Two to tango.
I didn't know the way you wait was to say to the media you want to fight and then expect someone to call you.
In the middle of that,
call them a cancer. He sounds just like Eddie Hearn trying to do business with Shelly. Why would you call a person out their name if you want to do business? That's just not professional.
I don't condone the name calling, but again, simple and plain, Bob Arum was asked a question, and rather him give a PC bullshit answer, he gave his real, true opinion in his answer and his view and his dealing with Al Haymon. So to him, he may be a cancer.
Last week he said the man didn't exist. Last week, Bob Arum said, Google it. He said he did not exist. He said, I don't even know if Al Haymon exists.
Because he was being facetious.
Now you know what Bob's feeling. Now you know when he's being facetious or not. So how we know he's not being facetious right now?
Real quick, go back to last week real quick. He said, I don't even know the man exists, but did a deal with him for the Manny Pacquiao and for Mayweather.
No, so exactly. He called him a cancer, but he made his biggest fight with him.
And he's trying to do another big fight.
No, what he's trying to do is hinder another big fight.
How's he hindering it?
By calling a man out of his name. That is not how you do business.
I don't condone that.
Yo, Mike. Come lay some cement for me in my backyard, you fucking dickhead.
I don't condone it.
Hey, Mike, come help me put up the shingles, you fucking dickhead. Come on, bro. That ain't how you do business.
I don't condone him. But like I said, Errol Spence and Al Heyman have a good thing.
Yo, if you don't condone him, this is fake news. No way you want to make a fight calling somebody a fucking cancer.
He thinks that Al Heyman is a great guy, but Bob Arum might have a different opinion about Al Heyman. Two things can be true. Not one side.
No way you want to make a fight calling somebody a cancer. What no you way. Mean?
So now business brings in feelings?
Obviously.
I thought business never got emotional.
You crazy. You don't know. I don't know what sport you've been watching.
Real quick, we got a super chat from Unbiased or Biased Boxing Talk. Okay, Ness. Play the Errol Spence interview saying he doesn't want the Crawford fight next on 7-8 Sports. That's my fucking ass off. Ness, you lost this one.
I don't know what interview you're talking about.
Hey.
I don't know what interview you're talking about. We don't have any authority.
He don't want it, bro.
We don't have any authority to play 78's audio. If he allows us, that's a different story.
In the chat real quick, was Errol Spence on 78 Sports saying he don't want to fight? Why or in? Simple as that.
I mean, simple as that, he says. Let's go to the second clip.
The sport was Al Heyman.
Oh, okay. So this is a fight then that you're genuinely and sincerely working towards, and you want to make it happen.
You're talking to me. I'm the head of my company, and I'm telling you I want that fight to happen. Now you have to talk to Mr. Cancer, but you won't because he won't talk to you. So you don't know what they're thinking and why they won't do it, because they have their own agenda. Oh, that's. If people ask what's wrong with boxing, he's what's wrong with boxing.
He said there are people in the chat are saying that verbatim.
Well,
Errol Spence said he don't want a next. So who's hindering the fight now?
What you mean?
You got a guy coming out doing another interview saying he don't want to fight next. Then you got Bob Arum coming out saying they don't want to work together. So what side of the street don't want the fucking fight, Ness? All this defending you've been doing, all this saying Crawford's over there on the side of the street so he can't play ball. He has nobody to fight next. But when he tried to fight some fucking body and says, I'm going to let my fucking management handle it, which his management is trying to do, they don't want the fucking fight.
So you believe Al Bob contacted Al?
I believe Bob Arum has been speaking like this for the past couple weeks now. Don't mistake it. I did send you an interview about a month ago done on In This Corner of Bob Arum speaking about this exact situation.
So I'm saying
the narrative has been out
there.
So you're
saying Bob Arum contacted Al and Al don't want the fight?
I'm saying that the narrative has been out there that Bob is willing to work. If they haven't came to some conclusion, it's only my interpretation because I'm seeing what it's in the media that one side is willing to work and the other side is not. No different than AJ and fucking Wilder.
Shout out from the chat. Mike doesn't know Aram's full of shit. He's a casual.
It is what it is, man. You call me when I want to. Two things can be true. He can be full of shit, but he can be trying to make this fight happen. Two things can be true.
Oh, shit. Hey, yo, I timed you out by mistake, Shield Killer. That was wrong. I was just trying to highlight just your message. My bad. So...
defend your boy.
I mean, I'm defending him by asking you, do you believe that Bob Arum contacted Al Heyman and Al Heyman say he don't want the fight?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I do.
I don't.
Why not? What proof do you have? That was so hard. He has no proof, you guys. No proof at all. Yo. Nobody.
Yeah, but I'm ready. What's up?
Nobody is out there even considering the fact that Bob Arum has sent an offer. No. Maybe an email. Say, hey, have a meeting with me. But nothing. And now Errol Spence coming out on another boxing channel on YouTube. Shout out 7-8 Sports for that great interview. Sorry about that. I had a little burp. But, yeah, now he's coming out and saying he don't want to fight anymore. He don't want to fight next. Not anymore. don't want to fight next. And the reason is he hasn't been that active. He don't want to go in and fight against Terrence Crawford. Only had one fight in the previous year. But the fans
so
want
listen,
next.
Listen, let me get this straight. Next,
and Bob Arum won.
Let me
next.
Get this straight. So you're saying they contacted Earl and he said, I don't want the fight.
He said it on a publication, bro. He said it on YouTube. It's on video audio. Real quick, super chat from Chris.
But what
Camajo.
Did he say?
Camajo.
Camillo.
Camillo.
I think it's Camillo.
How about Al come out and set the record straight? Question mark. In any case, I guess we'll eventually see. Eventually, I appreciate the all the content. TBV. Shout out to Chris. We know Al don't do interviews,
yes.
So that's why people like me can run with a narrative like this, because we know that if nothing's gonna come out, disproving it, you know what
look,
I'm saying?
Look, man.
And Errol Spence has said it out of his own mouth. He don't want it next.
Yo, man, please. Aram known for lying. That's all he do. Remember, Bob was just about to make Pac-Man versus Bud a couple of months ago, laughing out loud emojis.
So the everybody in the chat line, when they say Earl say he don't want the next,
I gotta hear it, man. I gotta see in what context he said it. What if he said it sarcastically and these people just hate us? What if they was like, Earl, you don't want that buff fight? He's like, yeah, man, I don't want that buff fight. You know what I mean? And turned his nose up or rolled his eyes. You don't know. I'm not just taking a bunch of people word for it. I gotta hear boxing, it myself.
Boxing law, stop, man, stop acting stupid, bro. Spence said he don't want to fight next on 7-8 Sports TV. Mikey is 100% correct.
Show me the audio. Show me the audio.
That's your fault, nigga. You said
look. He did not say he didn't want the fight at all. That is a lie. There you go. Thank you, Mr. Alexander. Thank you. Faxness. Thank you. Thank you. Huh?
We said next, not at all. We said next.
Yo, fams, I don't even know what you're saying. How about that?
Jack Kilsby. He didn't want to. Why you passing this for the tweet? Jack Kilsby said he said that he did want a next. So
I don't believe Jack. You know he's a UK sheep. He pays to say UK sheep shit.
UK sheep shit. What's up with this sheep talk, man?
You know what's up with the sheep talk.
This has nothing to do with UK.
What? He is a commenter from the sheep.
Okay. All right. Well, all I
Jack.
Know... all I know is that Bud,
this sheep's for you, Jack.
Bud management team is going out there and trying to get the big fight to happen.
Is he? Yet none of this audio says, yeah, we've contacted Al and he doesn't answer our calls.
We've been in the media for months saying we want to.
Yo, that's the thing. You see, they call me biased, but I don't believe any promoter, not Eddie, not Bob, nobody. There's no reason to believe Al because he's never in the media. You know, a promoter's job is to protect his fighter and make the most money possible. So until you believe that, you'll always just be a sheep.
He got the motherfucking sheep sound by night that he doing some big shit. Man, take that weak shit out of here, bro. Bad. Anyway, we are here trying to do what I meant. Crawford said in the ring, I'm going to leave that up to my management. And his management is going out here handling business.
His management is handling real good business. That's the type of team I want. The ones that go into the media and say we want to fight, but they don't send a term sheet or an email. I'd rather get Eddie on my team. Eddie sent an email and term sheets.
I'd rather have my team go out there and say they want to fight and speak on my behalf, not just get at a podium and say bullshit. And nothing even remotely saying you want to fight.
You sound bitter right now. Not just get up on a podium and say, but first of all, Arum and another promoter could be compared, but now you're comparing fucking Earl to Arum.
I gave Eddie the same respect that I'm giving Bob. He was asked a question, and he answered the fucking question. Simple as that. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with Bob giving us a real answer? Not some bullshit PC answer. A real answer. I've been out there busting my ass on the fucking pavement, trying to make this fight, reaching out to Al, trying to go with PBC, but these guys are turning me down.
Bro, do I need to replay the soundbite? Because you keep changing the soundbite. He ain't say shit about contacting.
Play it again. Earl said he
fuck
has a
fight. Fuck you a liar for.
But would be at the end of 2019. Shout out Kevin.
All right. So now if Earl got a fight, how is he ducking? When Crawford had Jose Benavidez, you wasn't saying he was ducking?
But that was announced. I know Earl got a fight announced. Is it announced?
Hey, obviously he got a fight. That's all that matter.
Obviously, no.
That's all that matter.
Now we believe in fighters.
That's all that matter.
Now we believe in fighters, though. Fuck out of here, bro.
Shout out to Shield Killer. He says, Aaron wakes up in the morning and tells five lies in the mirror before breakfast.
Gotta practice,
shout
baby.
Out to OTKP practice, says, baby. Mike high as fuck.
Nah, Mike not really that high. Mike
high kid. Enough to be believing the bullshit Aram spitting.
I'm just going with the fucking flow, baby. He said,
fuck you, pay me.
He's saying he trying to make the fucking fight happen, and that sounds good to a fan like my ear. I want to see Earl. I want to see Aaron. I want to see who's
why
the
Mike
best.
Believes anything.
Who's the best? That's all I want to see. I want to see. I'm tired of fucking speculating about shit in boxing. I want to see who's the best, period.
Who's the best at ducking? Aram, Eddie. Those guys are great promoters. They know how to make shit. They know how to marinate. They know how to prolong.
Mike sound drunk.
Well, there you go.
Sounds like Wilder with his lies. Mike is a true casual.
Yeah.
Ness, you believe nobody but Heyman and Floyd.
Floyd, you guys are bugging.
Cass, get a life, bro. Ha ha, you are so sadistic.
Bugging. Let's see, it's time to go out to these phone calls.
She calling you, Ness.
The sheep calling.
That's my ass off. Ness acting like Earl calling for Crawford, though.
I'm acting like Earl. Getting up on a podium after one of the biggest fights of the year, ridiculing your opposition and ripping apart your resume. That's not calling you out. That's not shaming you. I'm good.
Yesterday, I'm good. I don't want to fight.
I'm
no
good.
More.
I'm
want
good.
To fight next.
No, I don't want to fight more because I gotta fight.
I want to fight next.
Did he say I don't want to fight no more, or he said I gotta fight?
Need a tune
get your
up.
Ass out.
He need a tune up.
He need a tune up.
You're right.
Yo, Mike loves to lie. He just right. added all that extra right. shit. I hope Earl sees you punch you right in the face.
He don't want to go in the tearing.
Earl, feel free to punch him in the face for lying on
him. Hit me, goddamn it! I'm getting paid. But look here, he don't want to go in Crawford fight. Dry. He don't want to go in there, but I respect that. I respect going to get a tune-up because you fucking with a bad dude.
For the record, you're saying Spence said he wants a tune-up. That's what you're saying he said to the listeners.
I'm interpreting.
That's what you're telling the people that's listening to this show.
This is what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
Let me know when you finish.
That's what you're saying.
Let me know when you finish.
No, that's what you're saying.
Done?
That's what you're saying.
I'm interpreting him saying, I don't want to fight next. Meaning, I don't mind having a fight after my next fight, but next, I don't want it. Because I think, in my own opinion, in my humble opinion, I think that Earl Spence wants a fight before he fights Terrence Crawford because he's been off for so long.
Sure.
And I can commend that. I can respect that.
Uh-huh.
But, hey, call a fucking spade.
He believes his own hype, this motherfucker.
Call a spade a spade.
He believes it. He says, in my opinion, I believe Earl doesn't want to fight. Then he also gives Earl credit for his own belief, his own theory, this guy. I mean, if you haven't seen the funny man, you're looking
Earl
at one.
Punch Mike in the face, LOL.
I'm telling you. He going to go around here talking about, yo, Earl don't want the fight, and Earl said this.
And like I always said.
You
going to
see him like, oh, you Mike? Punched right in the
like
face.
Like I've always said.
Right in the face.
I would not be surprised if Earl Spence beat Terrence Crawford, but.
Tell the truth.
But I see. I think Terrence Crawford has a better sense of ability than has better ability.
We ain't discussing all that. That ain't what we're talking about today.
And Earl Spence, if you're listening, just like Dallas Cowboys playing the fucking Giants, you're not rooting for the goddamn Giants. That's all I'm saying.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
I know OTKP. I did fuck up sense of ability. You're right. I did fuck that up. I was trying to say ability inside the ring and senses together. Like his senses and reflexes and abilities, I think, are way Errol Spence. But I do think Errol Spence is a bigger, more powerful guy. So that's why I'm not surprised that if Errol Spence does win.
We're going out to, I think, Milwaukee. Definitely Milwaukee. First time caller. Say your first time caller.
First time caller.
Perfect. I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro. Let the world know your name, where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Justin
in Milwaukee. What up?
What up, Milwaukee, baby?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to bring up a point that I think that everybody can agree that the boxing promoters are pushing their own narrative to get everybody talking. Now, everybody's complying with that by putting these fighters' names in their mouths and getting their names out there, but I don't think it's really hitting the sports public like it would if you were with the NFL or any other major sport. Now, whether it's the U.S. fans or U.K. fans or fans in Thailand or Japan or whatever, boxing fans know that when they show out and spend their money, whether it be on pay-per-view, paying for an app subscription, or whatever it may be, that they are helping the sport of boxing. Now, we can listen to all the bullshit from everybody left and right and whatever, but that doesn't really accomplish the goal of putting on the big fights. And we all know that the big fights need to have the viewers, regardless if they're in the seat at home or if they're in the seat at the venue, that they need to put their money out to support these fighters so that we can get $5, $10 million paydays for each fighter, you know? Because it's not only that they got to pay their managers or the trainers. I mean, they got to pay for their life insurance and all that other stuff, too. That's just for the boxing event now. So, I mean, if everybody can get together and understand that as long as the viewers are there, the fights will be made.
Absolutely agree. Absolutely agree with you, brother. Is that all?
No, I mean, I don't think Spence is ducking Crawford. I don't think Crawford's ducking Spence. I think this is all just a load of bullshit by Eddie Hearn and by Bob Arum. It's just all a load of talk, but...
Well, to Bob Arum's defense, he never said that Spence was ducking Crawford. He said he sure Spence wants the fights too, but I'm using his words, cancer, Al Heyman won't let it happen right now.
Yeah, because the same way
Bob Arum's calling Al Heyman cancer or whatever. I mean, name calling doesn't mean anything because words are just words. I mean, if you listen to George Carlin, he'll say that the only words that are going to hurt you are the words that you take to heart. That don't mean shit to anybody that's true to this boxing game. They know that they're getting the talk out there so that the public or the diehards can go to the general public. That's the avenue. I mean, and Eddie Hearn is using all the new media and everybody. He's paying attention to these YouTube channels so that he can write his narrative according to what the boxing fans are wanting. Now, he could be full of shit, too, because he's the one writing the checks to his fighters, you know? So I'm not mad at anybody that is promoting the sport of boxing. Good on you. Boxing is a very hard sport. Anybody that has even fought a four-rounder will know that those 12 minutes, that ain't no fucking punk to be in that ring, you know? So, I mean, these guys work hard. They do what they got to do as far. But I don't think that they're showing themselves as much as they possibly could be. Now, I don't know if that's on their manager's part or their scheduling or whatever.
Justin, thanks for calling in. That's definitely 3 minutes there.
A super chat from General Long. Errol has a plan. He fights his opponent next, then Porter mid-2019, then Bud at the end of 2019. Shout out General Long.
Well, Let me tell you something. The truth is, Earl doesn't need Crawford. Just like AJ doesn't need Wilder, right? Earl has enough playmates to play well on his side, plus belts to unify. Crawford is a little thirsty. We are saying that he's cherry picking. We are saying that he's being selective because we know that there's nothing out there for him. So the pressure's on him, unfortunately. And also, unfortunately for everybody, we're switching to 30 seconds. So use this time right now to get your thoughts in order. 30 seconds. Good callers may get 45, but it is drive-by. This is the third or fourth show today, and those just are the rules. So we're going to... this looks like a new number. Let me see here. Nope. Ohio Runs Boxing. Talk to me.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's going on, homie? Doing all right?
Man, yeah, I heard the interview, man. I actually heard it with Spence. And make it quick. He said a lot of other stuff that y'all probably would be debating on there. But he pretty much confirmed that he got something lined up. He's not looking forward for that fight. And he also said that Crawford only wants to fight him because there's nobody on the other side. And that could, so I was just like, wow, really? So his plan is to be an A-side. That's where he's from the interview when y'all listen to it. I got out of it. He's trying to line up. He wants to get all the belts and be the A-side going into that fight. So I think he believes that's the super fight. And I also believe Mayweather probably is pitching in the side of his head, you know, the A-side talk, because that's how Spence is talking now. And shout out to a Black Fight fan, because he actually got the interview started. And 78 is the one that interviewed him. So that's my call.
Big ups to them. I check them out sometimes every morning. So, yeah, shout out to them brothers.
Yeah, definitely, because I can't get Spence on the phone. Yo, well, Ohio Runs Boxing, thanks for calling in. Let me see. We're going out to...
Who next? Who next, baby?
It is not Jeff in Ohio.
Jeff in Colorado.
It's actually Ron in the Bay Area. All right.
Hey, what's up?
Hold on, Ron.
No,
whoa. Play the guy that did
BoxingWizards.com.
I've been doing this. I ain't been up and fell off. I've been through the Lennox Lewis era, the Nassim Hamed era, the Sugar Shane Moses era, the Oscar De La Hoya era, Marquez Hunter Pereira. I've been through all the eras, and I still feel tough.
How much you talk? You do too much talk. The thing is this.
People want their subjective preference to be the objective reality.
HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about
BoxingWizards.com.
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I was actually going to just say the same stuff my dude from Ohio. It must be an Ohio thing. I heard the same thing from, I listened to the 7-8 and the Black Fight fan, so shout them for doing that interview. But listening to it, man, he's not ducking from what I've heard. It definitely sounds like he has a plan, and he definitely looks like he's going to use the option he has to build up if this turns into be the big super fight, because he's looking at it like, hey, I don't necessarily need to cross. I can fight Sean Porter. I can fight Keith Thurman. I have options on this side. So if it doesn't work out, I'm cool. Just kind of like the whole Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao situation kind of was. So it definitely looks like he has a plan. He has options. And the unification route looks like that's the thing he wants to do to kind of make him the A-side draw, because that sounds about all right. But that's it.
Yo, Ron, that was not for you, but hey, thanks for following suit. Who we got here? 203.
203.
What is that? Connecticut?
I don't know, bro. I never really.
It is Connecticut.
Call me.
It is Connecticut.
No Connecticut love for Mike. Hoping Connecticut call the show.
Dang, I don't know. It might be a new number. Let me check this other list now. Now I'm back to having two lists again. This is whack, bro.
It could be Dan Rayfield calling from Bristol.
Ooh. Could it really be that? Yo, why are you talking so slow? He got to stop smoking this East Coast weed. He sounds bad right now.
I'm just trying. It's the fucking echo. Like, I can hear myself in my ear. So,
wait till you hear the playback. You might as well suck that echo up than sounding like that.
I got to shit do it like it's right here. Then, you know what I'm saying? I got to keep rocking like this.
You're going to have to do something because you sound crazy, bro. You sound like, you know. This is a first time caller right here from Connecticut. 203.
814.
Who's this?
What's up, man?
Who is this?
It's Mike from Connecticut.
What up, Mike?
What up?
What's going on? So, Mesh, there's a couple of things that you got wrong, man. Like,
wouldn't be the first time, man. Wouldn't be the first time.
If you listen to the interview, Spence, I mean, like the caller before said, Spence said the only reason he wants to fight me next is because he has nobody to fight on his side. If that's not ducking, then everything that you said about Anthony Joshua, then that's not ducking because AJ is trying to be the A side of the fight. So everything that Earl Spence is saying is the same thing that Anthony Joshua is saying in the interview, if you listen to it. So you cannot call Anthony Joshua a ducker and then be behind Earl Spence and act like he's not ducking.
Let his ass know.
Well, the difference is, right, Anthony Joshua has been saying that he wants to fight Deontay Wilder.
So has Spence.
He's been saying he wants to fight Deontay Wilder for the last three fights or more.
Hey, Ness, can I say something?
Or more.
Ness, let me say something, Ness. So Earl Spence has been saying, all right, I want to fight Porter. I want to fight Danny. He's been chasing them for 3 years. Didn't he say he wanted to be undisputed at welterweight? Who has the belt? Crawford, right? So if you want to be undisputed, you got to go get that belt no matter what, right?
Yeah, no matter what. No matter what. That's why he's going to handle his side. But listen, Mike from Connecticut, good fucking call, bro. But you called in on a 30-second show. But, you know, call back. We're going into 917. 917, who's this?
Yo, what's up?
What up? Who this?
You hear me?
We're trying to hear you.
James from Harlem.
Harlem, what up, James?
James from Harlem.
What's goody?
What's going on, yo? I call in all the time. Listen, the Errol Spence-Crawford situation, Spence is trying to build the fight. Floyd came out and admitted it. Spence is trying to simply build the fight. I ain't going to say he ducking. I ain't going to, you know, throw dirt on his name like that. But he's just trying to build the fight, and Crawford won it now. So Spence is guilty, B. That's a fact. But I wanted to talk to y'all about I was supposed to call in yesterday, the Fury-Wilder situation. Yo, Eddie Hearn just decreased pay-per-view in America. That fight ain't going to do shit.
James, sorry, brother. We're giving everybody 30 seconds to spontaneous show. And we stick it to the script. 806 Connecticut, talk to me. Who's this?
Yo, yo.
806-209-292.
Speak now forever. Hold your peace.
Texas. Oh, shit. My bad. Bro, I'm being lazy. Man. I ain't checking nobody numbers right now.
You good? No, I just want to say, man, on that, Errol Spence is, like they say, making the A-side. But also, we got to remember, for Bob Arum to call anybody a duck, he's come out before and said early in their career he protected De La Hoya, he protected Mayweather. So who's to say he's not doing the same with Spence? And the real question I got is, what happens if Crawford loses that belt to any of the PBC fighters? There's no other title that welterweight for him to win. But that's my call.
Hold on. What's your name? Do we even got you? First time caller?
No, this is Joseph, man. I called earlier today. I had all the truck noise earlier.
Oh, okay. What's up, Joseph?
Joseph.
What's up, Mike? Hey, you my dog, Mike. Come on now. We've had Texas music, baby. Zero. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got you on the old list, Joseph in Texas. You're right. All right, Joseph. All right, well, thanks for calling in, brother.
See, man, everybody like me. Even when they don't agree with me, they still like me.
Yo, but you ain't got to like me. See, you play up for people. I don't.
What do you mean?
I don't. Sheep press thumbs down. Real boxing fans thumbs up.
For like a whole 30
You ain't shout out no Earl. You over here trying to say he ducking, knowing damn well you lying.
Quack, quack.
Yeah.
call AJ a duck. What's
there
different?
There you go. There you go. What's
different. Good point,
I
Carl.
Can't wait for Earl to see you punch you right in the
what
face.
What up, Earl, baby? How you doing, homie?
Hook off, Earl. Hook off. Get him.
I'm going to flip the motherfucker.
Get him, Earl. He talking crazy.
I'm going to be riding clean like I'm a Heyman fighter, goddamn
it. Shit.
Next caller?
Well, I'm trying to find. I'm trying not to keep. Let me see. I'm trying not to keep just saying the area code. Look, it took so long to find that 407. He dropped off. Dang. He said, "Damn, that's you taking too long." Let me see. I think it's Canada right there. 469, right?
Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a motherfucking.
No, that's New Orleans.
Yeah.
Who's this? This is.
What up, New Orleans? You know.
Josh in New Orleans.
What up, Josh?
What up, Josh? What up, Josh?
Nah, this Dallas.
What?
Hello?
Khaled.
Nah, this Brandon. It's Brandon from Dallas.
Hi, what's up, B?
Brandon from
what's
Dallas.
Up, man?
I can't call it home.
Hey, y'all already know what I'm calling about.
I already know. Here it comes.
This 100% fact. Ness is speaking the real. Earl is not ducking nobody. We all know that. The thing about Crawford is they don't have nobody to fight on that side. Earl got all the smoke on his side.
Why are we coming up with excuses now, man? I thought y'all wanted to fight. I thought all the fans wanted to see the big fight. Now y'all coming up with motherfucking excuses. He ain't got nobody to fight over there. He ain't got nobody. But we want Earl. Period.
You gonna get him. Let him get them two belts and let him do and let him really let him put something really on the line. Let him get the WBC and the WBA. And let's do a real unification, right? Undisputed, right?
Yeah, but what does Crawford do in the meantime?
He keep boxing on them bums and watching people.
Yo, that don't even make sense, man. Come on, man. 30 seconds up, but thanks for calling in. Listen, we got through another one, Mike.
You
I don't care what you say. You lost. You lost. The public said it. He ain't no duck.
I ain't call him a duck. I didn't call him a duck either. Y'all running with a narrative that wasn't really true, but we ain't got time for all that. Shout out to all the fans listening. If you like what you hear, smash that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. And if you really like me, just go over to IG and follow me at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312.
And I am your host, Ness the Giz. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. And I see that we beat the sheep again. You know, the sense, the same wholehearted, wholesome, loving boxing fans that hit the thumbs up win versus the mindless sheep that just follow the words of every video they watch.
Big shout out to that boy Ness, a.k.a. The Shepherd.
It's fucking right. It's fucking right. Peace.